And we went to the fee schedule because we thought that was coming partway in terms of the agreement. The department in turn agreed to the attorney fee issue. The issue here is whether or not other state agencies who do not have statutory authority to bill for review of a notice of intent or application should be able to collect through the Department of Energy for that work that they are required either permissively or mandatorily to do in review of hydroelectric applications. Our feeling is that if a particular state agency like Fish and Wildlife wants to be reimbursed for the work they do in reviewing an application, that they should put a bill in that authorizes the collection of fees for that purpose. And Mike is correct. This language has been tightened up so that the council must approve. But right now, under this bill, whether we had that specific language, the council, we would assume, or the department would approve of another study that a department might make. Maybe they would not. But from our point of view, that when Fish and Wildlife comes to the Department of Energy and says, by God, we absolutely, and they're opposed to a hydroelectric project, they say, by God, we have to do this study. That council generally is going to approve that study. And the applicant, under his language, is going to have to pay for that study. Under the language that we have put together, we said in sub 2 that FSEC shall not compensate a state agency for expenses related to the agency's review of a notice of intent or an application. But then we came in with an out because Mike had said, well, what if we wanted to go to the University of Oregon and they want to do a biological study or something like that? So in 3A, we said, notwithstanding subsection 2 of this section, the council may enter into contractual agreements with state agencies to perform specific studies. Portland State, U of O, some other state agency that is not charged under statute with reviewing a hydroelectric application. But then we come back and say, if you are charged under statute with reviewing a hydroelectric application, you cannot charge the applicant for that review unless you go get specific statutory authority for that agency, whether it be Fish or Wildlife, DEQ, Water Resources, to charge. And we just don't want to see the Department of Energy being a filter for these other agencies to come and pile on with study requests on an application. So we believe that this is meeting a middle ground, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee.
Michael, let me have you respond to that, because this is a substantial change.
Yes, sir.
Go ahead.
Mr. Chairman, the reason I found that last sentence objectionable is that it's just too restrictive. Our attorneys indicated that would preclude virtually our using any state agency. The siting council, when we get an
applicant. Can we?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay, explain that to me.
The
first part of your sentence was okay. Your attorneys have advised you that that would keep you from using any state agency. I'm just a kid up here trying to make decisions. And
yes, Mr. Chairman, Representative.
I don't understand how that would.
Dix, the reason for that is when the siting council gets an application, not only for a hydro facility but for any facility, we have what's called a unified one-stop permitting process. The council is required to send that application to all other agencies that would issue any kinds of permits. And in turn, when the siting council issues a decision, if it grants a license, then the other agencies in turn must also grant licenses. They can condition the issuance of their permits, but they can't be killer conditions. They have to issue a permit if the siting council does. Now, as part of, if we wanted to contract with Department of Geology on an issue related to Trojan, and it's happened in the past, or Health Division involving Wachang or other radioactive waste issues. The way this language is would probably preclude us from doing that.
This only refers to payment. It doesn't refer to, it's just so pays for it. It doesn't
right.
say you can't do it.
No, that, Mr. Chairman, Representative Agrins, that's right. But our experience has been that other agencies are unwilling to do that unless they get paid.
Well,
they don't have any way to pay them. You need to explain to them what your budget situation is. You are funded totally by fees.
Mr. Chairman, that's correct. For this kind of activity, it's either fees or the energy supplier assessment. We don't have any other source of flexible funding. I have no problem I think Mr. Nelson's intent, the language here covers virtually any agency.
It doesn't say that. It says, Mr. Chairman, I help you clarify that?
Calm down.
I mean, this is incredible. I can read, Michael. It says that the studies authorized by this section shall not include studies or issues that are within the contracting agency's scope of review of the notice of intent and application. If they already have a responsibility in statute to be a participant in this, then it says it comes out of their hide. They're financed, they're funded through the general fund or by whatever means they're funded to do their work. And if they already have a statutory obligation to do it, it says that the applicant isn't going to get stuck for it. Now, that doesn't mean that you can't go to them. It just means you can't pay them because the state has already authorized their payment in the normal course of their operations. That's the way I interpret this, and I don't know how else to say it.
I think what you need to understand, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, and you may not like this, but this is a situation that the agency is in, that when you, in effect, contract to get something from another agency, that's charged against the applicant because you have no money of your own to pay it. Is that correct?
Yes, sir. That's correct.
Well, Mr. Chair, why do we... I'm sorry.
That's right. No, I know you never quite got finished.
Go ahead.
That's right. My question is, what happens right now when Department of Fish and Wildlife wants you to do something for them?
If, Mr. Chairman, Representative Jones, if it's of a significant workload... we would probably ask for reimbursement or a contract.
If it is something you're required to do in relationship to something they are applying for, do you not have certain things that you're responsible to do?
Mr. Chairman, Representative Jones, we do, but the way our budgets are established, there generally is a relationship, needs to be a tight relationship between the funding source and the expenditure of those funds. And part of the problem that we are experiencing is when we had more federal funds than we have now, we had more flexibility. We'd have some federal funding for a resource assessment, for example, that would allow us to do some of the studies or make up the cost for some of the studies related to different energy facilities that were not covered by the applicant. We really don't have that flexibility.
What percent of your budget is general fund?
Mr. Chairman, none, with the exception of two items that are special one-time charges. One's the match related to the Lakeview mill tailings cleanup. The other is a amount of funding regarding the Ocean Management Task Force.
Representative Dix.
I understand about your department's budget, but what I'm concerned about are all the departments you talked about. And sure. What you're telling me is that, for instance, in the case of the Department of Geology, the only time that they'll involve themselves is if they charge back to you their costs. And I thought that, this is how naive I am, I know that the Attorney General's office works that way with respect to the legislature when we ask for an opinion. And he has justified that because of the staff time it takes to respond. But are you telling me that every state agency it charges back to different agencies? It seems we've got agencies feeding on agencies.
Mr. Chairman, Representative Dix, I don't know if it happens every time. We have encountered it frequently. And geology is one where it has happened frequently. A number of the other natural resource agencies as well.
So we just move money around within agencies. In other words, what's going on down in Ways and Means right now is they're funding different agencies so that the agencies can move line items around, I guess, within their budgets. Is that because he doesn't get any money, right? Aside from the two projects you talked about.
Mr. Chairman, in terms of general fund, we do not. No.
May I ask?
Yes, go ahead.
Look, let's take the example of the Department of Geology. Okay. A person comes to you and says, I want to site a dam, let's say. Now, does the Department of Geology, by statute, have any responsibilities in making any determinations regarding the siting of that dam?
Mr. Chairman, Representative Agrins, I think they do.
Okay. So then they would have a responsibility already in the law to to have something to do with that. We know darn well that Fish and Wildlife does. Yeah, we know that. Now, this simply says, as I said, that now, do they or do they not have some means of funding their statutory obligations to review these things in their budgets? It's their budgets we're talking about, not yours, Michael.
Right. Well, Mr. Chairman, Representative Agron, I always thought so, but our experience the last few years has been that it hasn't worked that way, and the quality and the amount of time they would spend reviewing issues for us has been dictated by what we could reimburse them for. And I don't like that situation. I don't enjoy coming and asking for money for other agencies. It's hard enough to get it for my own, but that's the situation.
You may not like it, but it is not an unusual phenomenon in the way one agency relates to another. There's nothing new about it.
Mr. Chairman, if I could just add, Mark Nelson, City of Klamath Falls. Beyond the philosophical argument that Representative Agron has put forward, I'd like to point out to the committee that if there is a study in a particular area that the Department of Energy would like to be completed, under this statute, they may go, and it is an area in which falls under the review, let's say, of Fish and Wildlife, so under our amendment, they could not charge for that. They can go to a private contractor, have that study done, we will pay for it under these amendments. In other words, we're not going to prevent the needed study from being done. We'd rather pay the contractor, the independent contractor, to go out and do that study than to get into the type of philosophical problem we believe that we get with the state agency.
Who's going to hire the independent contractor?
Mr. Chairman, the Department of Energy, under these amendments that we have provided, have the authority to enter into a contract for whatever study of any aspect of the project with an independent contractor, and we will pay. And I'll say uncategorically, we will be glad to pay. So we're not here arguing that the study does not get done if it's needed. We are arguing that we do not want to pay an agency that very well may be adverse to our project to come into the Department of Energy and say, we want to do this study that they should have done anyway as part of their review, and we have to pay for it. So we want the information to be there. And they have the ability to contract, and we will pay for that. We just don't want to pay the state agency.
Representative Parkin and Representative Pickard.
Mike, kind of early on in your comments, you said that regarding the contract with the state agencies, you said upon specific finding. Show me where that is in there, would you?
Yes, Mr. Chairman. In the A14 amendments, lines 14, 15, and 16, where it says, after the council makes a determination that the council is unable to fully evaluate the application without assistance.
Okay, you need to interpret that as being specific.
Yes, sir.
Representative Pickard.
The history of this is wrapped up in the salt caves experience. Are we getting the residue of the salt caves experience with the City of Klamath Falls and state agencies? And I think we are. I'll answer that. Second question, do I get the implication that you feel the City of Klamath Falls case in the salt caves adventure would have been better served had you been able to get outside studies done as opposed to going through state agencies? You're suggesting a state, I'm asking this to Mark now, you're suggesting a bias or prejudice, if you will, on the part of state agencies in this matter.
Mr. Chairman, Representative Pickard, yes. Fish and Wildlife, it's no secret in this room and among state agencies, has violently opposed that project from the very beginning. I do not believe that Fish and Wildlife can come in and objectively and neutrally look at this project. That is not to slam down their point of view, but they are just not someone in this particular project who can do that. And I believe that an independent contractor, if there was a need, and keep in mind that we never got to the actual site application proceedings because of the Scenic River initiative, because the site application was then denied. And so we never actually got into that process. If we had,
and this bill had been into effect. And we may very well, because we've appealed that decision, be back in that very same place, and that's why I'm here today. You could literally cost the city hundreds of thousands of dollars. If it is a legitimate problem, we have no problem paying an independent contractor to go out at the direction of the Department of Energy. We just don't want to pay for our own poison with an energy, with an agency that we know is opposed to the project.
Didn't you, in fact, have your own studies done?
Oh, yeah.
Mr. Chairman, Representative Pickard, yes. We have approximately 7 volumes that have been filed with FERC, plus probably 15 supplemental filings. We have, as you know, the city has been quite well funded on this project. We have the best and the brightest. We've done a study on everything. Anything an agency has requested, we have provided a study for. Now, there's a situation where the agency could say, fine, you've done the study. Now we want evaluation of your study. In other words, we want to make sure that you've put in all the proper variables, you modeled it correctly, let's say for water temperature. And so we're going to have a study of a study. We've paid for those, and we're willing to continue to pay for those. Because the bottom line, Mr. Chairman, Representative Pickard, is we need that site certificate, or we need this permit, whether it's water resources, or we need the 401 permit in DEQ. So the agency really has the hammer. They got the permit that we want. We're going to do the studies that they want to have. We just don't want to pay for our own voice.
Let me ask at this point, then, so that we clear where we are, because some of us got to go meet with the chancellor. We've accepted 10-10. We've now got 14 been explained to us by Mike Graney, which goes quite a ways to meet some of the objections, but not totally. And then we have the amendment proposed by Mark Nelson. Now, so that I understand it, you're indicating, Mark, that what's in your amendment, the only part that is not duplicated from 14 is that one sentence. Is that correct?
That's correct, Mr.
Is that
Chairman.
Your understanding too, Michael?
Yes, sir.
Mr. Chair?
Representative Jones.
We are in work session?
Yes, we are.
I would move, since I'm not from the city or the county surrounding Klamath Falls, the sentence, studies authorized by this section shall not include studies or issues that are within the contracting agency scope of review of the notice of intent and application.
You're moving
to
approval of that amendment. Mm-hmm. All right.
Mr. Chairman?
That's
Representative Carter.
And it's clear where it would fit into the
I'm just
bill.
Trying to, I just saw it, but I have to go back and hear
it.
It
would be in
three
sub A.
14, but where? I'm looking for
three sub A.
Yeah.
Page one.
Three sub A. I think it's clear where it belongs. Let me ask. It is clear where it belongs, is it not? Yes.
Is it?
It is clear where it belongs.
You have this.
All right. Anyone have any further comments or questions on this? Everybody
like
know what the
12.
Amendment is.
I'm like 12.
We're moving. It's clear. This at this point, just let's take that amendment. It's clear, I think, with the drafters and the parties where it would belong. But this, I think, is the sentence in question. Now, we either approve it or deny it, and then we can go back to the rest of 14, and we'd be on track, would we not?
Yes, sir.
All right.
Mr. Chair.
Representative Weehage.
We are modifying Amendment 14 by what?
At the addition.
Yes. At the moment, we're approving only that sentence, however, as a separate amendment.
As an addition.
As an addition, in effect. Any further comment or?
Mr. Chair, I just.
Yes, Representative Keesley.
I just had a question to make sure I fully understand this. Maybe it's a question to Mark. I understand your frustration about the bias issue. If the Fish and Wildlife Commission wants a certain result, but let me ask you another one. If the council, in choosing an independent contractor, could conceivably still pick somebody that might come up with conclusions that, in your view or the view of any future site applicant on something, would be as disagreeable and may even be a good deal more expensive.
Mr. Chairman, Representative Kiesling, we would, our feeling is that independent contractor has to exist in this state and is known by their professionalism, their independence, and their ability to do quality work. We're not afraid of studies on this project. We never have been. Mm-hmm. And if there is a bias, if it comes from a contractor, I think a contractor, we would deal with that. But I don't think that's going to occur less in our mind. And we have a philosophical, again, disagreement with the agencies that are charged with reviewing these things, that we should pay for those absent clear statutory authority and discussion about those agencies in relationship to their general fund appropriation, their other fees.
Okay, so to clarify, so you would say that Fish and Wildlife wants to do it on its own, just on their own, if they feel strongly about it, fine. And if they can't do it with an existing budget, then come to the legislature and have them.
And let's discuss what they're going to do through the budgetary process.
And
yes.
Mike, you want to comment on that?
Just one point on the fact that we could use an outside contractor, and I agree with Mark's characterization that we could. It may well be more expensive, and because of the contracting requirements, it probably would be more timely. And the Siting Council is under a statutory deadline for most applications of 12 months for reviewing and making decisions. We could live with that language, but there is added cost and probably added delay in the siting process, and the Siting Council is criticized frequently enough for being slow in making its decisions, but that would be the result of the amendment.
Thank you.
Chair, may I speak to the amendment?
Did you want to Representative Keating comment again? He was asking.
Mike, there's literally in the budget of Fish and Wildlife, there is no line item that says money for review of site applications forwarded by other state agencies. There's traditionally no money in a line item budget like that.
Mr. Chairman, Representative Kiesling, I'm not that familiar with their budget. My guess is there's not.
It's just a catch as it comes up basis.
I think where you see that is only in the agencies that are doing the permitting, like DEQ for their own 401s. You'd probably see something like that.
Mr. Chair, Representative Kiesling, that's a good example. Is Fish and Wildlife receives, as a result, I believe, of the 87th session, almost $1 million in hydro fees for looking at issues involving fish. I don't know the exact statutory language. That $1 million, they have only spent, this by my understanding, $840,000. I mean, only 160 of that $1 million. In other words, they have $840,000 in that category. And we believe that if the agency believes that they need to meet their statutory responsibility to review the intent and applications, they should do that. Now, that money to date, because Water Resources is trying to grab about 140 of it, is still sitting in that budget. And so we believe they do have the resources in the case of that particular agency. And I know I'm correct on that amount. And it's specifically earmarked for hydro. It comes out of our existing hydro fee that are paid.
Representative Jones?
Yes, I would just like to comment. I think always it's interesting to use a specific case, and because we have Mark here representing the city of Klamath Falls, we're using a specific case. I think there's a little broader policy here that I think sometimes we're getting away from, and that is how the budget process is working today, and is that what we want to encourage, or do we want agencies who have responsibilities to budget in relationship to those responsibilities? And I think we do, and I guess that's what I'm saying by this amendment, regardless of the outcome of the city of Klamath Falls and Salt Caves.
Okay, we have a motion to include this one sentence by itself. If the clerk will call the roll. Just the one sentence. Did you want to speak, Representative?
Well, I'm curious about how the chair feels about this.
I'm going to oppose it. I think it creates an added burden. But at this point, I think we need to get this bill out. We don't want to spend any more time on this bill. If we approve it, turns out to be a problem, we'd have to deal with it with the Senate either way. I don't think we can warrant any more time on this bill.
Well, I'm just explain. I don't understand how it's a problem if these folks are going to voluntarily pay for other studies from outside groups. That's the trouble I'm having with it. I mean, in terms of public policy, it seems to me that if you have an administration and a group of agencies that are opposed to a project, and this is site specific, but just down the road, let's the heck with this project. Let's talk about it in the future. And those same agencies are then asked to go out and evaluate, and you're asking the people they're evaluating who they oppose to pay for the project, to pay for the evaluation, that there's something seems inherently wrong with that approach. If they're willing, on the other hand, to say in law that they'll pay for outside studies and still let energy, the Department of Energy select who they're going to pick, I mean, that's that's, I'm wrestling with that, Mr. Chair, so.
Well, I think there's a time factor for one thing. You talk with another agency and you get them to work with you and cooperate with you to get something done. If you have to go through a contracting process to go outside and get another agency and then work with, in this case, Salt Capes to put that together, it becomes a much more complicated business. It's also more expensive, but it is true if they're paying, maybe it doesn't make any difference. But you want to comment on that, Mike?
Well, Mr. Chairman, those are the two points.
So if that's the case, the argument is being made that the private sector in this case is going to act quicker than a state agency.
No. He's saying the state agency will act quicker than
the private sector.
The state
agency will act quicker than the private sector because you don't have the same kind of contractual arrangement. If you have to go to the private office, you'll have to have a contract arrangement and it'll slow the process down substantially. And it means that you're changing the dynamics of the process substantially. That, I think, is the real difference. The dynamics in the process changes quite a bit. And, of course, you're getting two philosophical views about it here. Representative Bagley.
I, given the experience that, not all that experience, but the examples that I've seen of getting work out of state agencies leads me to conclude that you've got a better shot at getting it done in a more timely fashion by contracting it out.
The other thing that I think you have to be honest about, if Salt Caves or anybody else is paying the contracting agency, which is an independent body, you can raise a question on either side, who's objective and who isn't. Well, my own view, if the outfit is paying the private contracting party, they're more likely to get what they want than other ways around.
But they're not choosing that.
But DOE contracts.
They're not picking them. The Department of Energy.
They have to pay DOE.
Well, there is that issue, but we're not paying them.
The department.
The department's got no money.
But the contract, but.
I started.
The department chooses, the department pays, the applicant reimburses.
All right. Let's move on and get rid of it one way or the other. It is, I think, we're getting into a big, there is an interesting issue here, and I think we could spend a lot of time on it because it's getting into down the bowels of the bureaucracy in part. I don't know if we've got time to do it. If the clerk will, we probably do, not today. Okay. If the clerk will call the roll, it's on the amendment of the one sentence only.
Representative Dix.
Pass.
Representative Hostica, come back. Representative Jones.
Come on back.
Well, I tell you what, here's my pass and he leaves.
He can, we come back to that. Right. You want us to come back to you? Is that what you're meaning?
Yes.
All right. I don't know. He can't pass. He has to vote.
Yeah,
all right.
I never
go ahead.
You can pass
until
then.
Well, you pass until it comes back.
Yeah, you got
to
vote.
The motion is to approve the one sentence that the study is authorized.
Representative Hostica.
Holds or something.
I think mine's the last.
Should I come back?
No, you're the first one.
Second one. Not even voting right now.
If it would help that some of us are going to vote no, does that help it? Well, you guys are always passing notes. I'm just getting out of here. No. Okay, all right.
Okay.
Representative Jones.
Aye.
Representative Kiesling.
Aye.
Vice Chairman Parkinson.
Pass.
Representative Wehage.
Aye.
Representative Agrons.
Aye.
Representative Dix.
Aye.
He already did. What about the guy on the end once?
Sorry, Representative Pickard?
Aye.
Vice Chairman Parkinson?
Aye.
Chairman Cease?
No. The motion passes, and now we have a motion for 14.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
I just want to go on record. I always support my chair.
I'll remember that for the next 2 months. We got one more motion.
I'll be here.
Okay. All right, do I have a motion on 14, which should be the last amendment, is that
Mr.
correct?
Mr. Chair, I move adoption of A14 with the amendments.
All right. Is there any objection to that, A14 with the amendment we just approved?
As amended.
Mr. Chairman.
Representative Wehage.
There is a section on page 4 that's been crossed out.
Yes, I'm
right.
Sorry.
Now,
it has to include the added sentence on page 3.
Page 3.
And the deletion of sub 3 on page 4.
Let me include those, yes. Those notes, including the three and four changes as discussed.
I asked a question earlier about Amendment 10, which is substantially in Amendment 14, except for the fact that we're adding this one sentence and deleting another section. And I'm just posing a question to you. What effect does that have on our passage of Amendment 10, which included that sentence?
Jeanette, let me ask you, because I was under the impression that these were separate, but...
We were told they were separate. She's going to check.
Don't worry, Ron. We'll get you out of here in 5 minutes.
We're all headed... Would you give her 10?
Here.
Do you have a 10 here?
Here's 10 and 14.
She's got 14. We need to know that if, Jeanette, if 10 is included in 14 or not.
Excuse me?
There was some French being spoken.
The tape is on. What have we got here?
Mr. Chairman,
yes.
No, I was just explained. Representative Parkinson just explained to me what I just voted on, and I'll vote louder. No. Okay. And that's except I use different words to describe what I think of that section. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.